You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
Get ready, this is an email.
Hi, apologies for not getting back. Have had a problem here. Sewage pipe blocked and flooded downstairs with raw sewage. It's been cleaned, but awaiting on assessors from the insurance company, plus the state emergency cleanup team need to come back and remove all the contaminated items.
Is he seeking poop removal?
Are you getting a word picture? Like, it's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay. I quit here. It's been a huge mess. All the carpet in the main entrance is had to be removed, and a pile of things had been disposed of. It's probably not a good time for you to come around.
Your best
kind of implied, really. I think like, you know, just raw sewage just to start off with. Like, I think that gets across the message.
Raw sewage has flooded the entire downstairs area. I mean, that is the most disgusting thing I can imagine. Anyway, it keeps going. It's probably not a good time for you to come around. But you can come and take a look at the garden and see what I've done with it. Let me know if you would like to do that. Cheers. This is Diary of Planet.
Yeah, instead of the foyer, there's diarrhea. Instead of the carpet in the front, there's diarrhea. Instead of the lower downstairs area, there's diarrhea. Instead of having coffee with this woman, you can have diarrhea. But seriously.
And flooded.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't like a toilet backing up.
No.
This is literally,
I'm
you know, measure of just sewage.
And I'm not sure if it's an upstairs toilet that crapped itself or a downstairs toilet.
It's
downstairs is flooded, but whether the upstairs one crapped out the ceiling.
It was a main, like, it's a city sewage pipe.
Oh, like, so from out the front into the front.
Yeah, literally
door.
The city sewage pipe under the house exploded into the house.
So wait, like, it's like, ding dong, who's there? It's diarrhea.
Like, instead of visitors, there's diarrhea.
Also, she's got this giant carpet outside the front, folded over her fence that she's airing out, that is apparently covered in shit.
Like, I'm pretty sure you can't just air stuff out after it's been in raw sewage from a main sewage pipe.
Let's say there was about a layer, you know,
knee-deep.
Let's say even ankle-deep. If your house was ankle-deep in sewage.
Okay, seriously, though, like you know, if your house floods with, like, regular water, you're gonna have to chuck most of the stuff out.
It's water damage.
And that's just water.
Yeah, yes.
That's not everybody's diarrhea.
Like people in cop just water damaged out.
Yeah.
Like, your carpets are gonna be fucked, your underlay is gonna be fucked. Dude, sewage!
Yeah.
If fuck need height or ankle height, say it's carpet height and diarrhea.
Yeah.
That's gone.
Any amount of diarrhea that is an entire floor of diarrhea.
Yeah. Raw sewage at thread height, that's it.
Yeah, we're gonna have waiting height just.
This chick's been living in there.
Of course she has.
I would rent a hotel or stay with a friend or
you know, like, if... Yeah, like, you can't fucking live there.
You can't actually...
Can't.
She still lives...
I will grant you that, you know, if my house was, you know, knee-deep in sewage, I would...
Getting rid of that.
Yeah, I'd be selling the house. Like...
Yeah.
That'd be fine. Like, a murder house, that's cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, sewage flying house, no, I'm not living there.
No.
I don't care when it was flooded with sewage, I'm not living there.
Yeah. I'll deal with evil spirits. I am dealing with evil sewage.
But yeah,
now, what do evil spirits do to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, they can murder you, but
They can burst sewage pipes.
Apparently,
they can possess them.
They can possess your sewage.
This has happened before. Maybe it's like really bad, a really bad pipe, and occasionally this is like the worst it's gotten. But, you know, she's had, like, you know, like, ankle deep sewage before. So
yeah, no,
it's not that big a deal.
She's not phased.
Yeah, it's like people that live in, like, you know, like, tornado prone areas. It's like, yeah, your house gets blown down and obliterated every year or so, but, you know, what are you gonna do?
You're tough.
Remember that house I showed you where most of it's missing?
Yeah,
and I was like, this is worse.
Yes.
Like, actually,
yes.
No.
So the house exists. The house looks nice, but the smell.
Yeah.
No go.
Yeah, like. Like, at least the not a house, you can build a house there.
Yeah, there's just a lack of a house.
Because the other one wasn't sewage, the other one was just human fecal matter running down a, like, stream of toilet water and urine. And then, was this...
As a rule, in most circumstances, I'm going to lump those in as the same category. You know, like that's
sewage,
not...
Other people's poop or just one of your poops?
I'm
either way, if it is flowing through the house,
it's shitty.
Yeah.
It's like I'm differentiating here. Like, I'm not differentiating. If there's any literally shit. Flowing shit.
Yes, technically it hasn't entered the sewer. It never entered the sewerage system, so it's not sewerage. It's just, but
instead of sewerage's diarrhea.
Yeah.
See, now you're thinking maybe the septic tank houses have an advantage because there's no chance of it. Sewer pipe explosion.
Yeah. You know, like you know what they say, like about every inch of sewerage, that takes 10% off the price.
That's it, right?
So it's like there's probably like a flat amount that's lost just because there's sewerage everywhere. But, you know, if you're willing to buy a house that's got sewerage everywhere, you probably don't care if it's like, you know, like ankle deep or just a...
If this much was all sewerage in here, up to this much, there's no practical difference. You have to wear cum boots. I want to paint you a word picture.
I
just
think you already have.
From the Western Sewerage Treatment Plant website. This is the largest sewerage treatment plant in Melbourne.
Okay.
And it, located in Werribee, the historic plant sustainably treats over half of Melbourne's sewerage while providing an internationally recognized bird habitat. The Werribee Sewerage Treatment Plant occupies 10,000 hectares, the same size as Disney World. Now, maybe it's me, but just comparing the sewerage treatment plant to Disney World. The plant treats sewerage using a series of large ponds called lagoons.
A lagoon of shit!
Now
I think a pond of poo is good, as far as a description of the stagnant...
Yeah.
Sludgy, gross.
Here's the deal. Like, when someone says the size of Disney World, lagoons of sewerage, like, it's like the most disgusting thing imaginable. Which is why I'm building up to something here with
the word picture. There's the happiest place on earth, there's the shittiest place on earth. You decide.
As the bacteria decompose organic material in the sewage, they produce odors and methane gas, which is on and on. This goes like so. Now, the point of this, they do the Western Sewage Treatment Plant tours. Now, visiting the sewage treatment plant is a great way to learn firsthand how a sewage treatment plant works and experience the scale and environmental importance of sewage treatment. You can visit the sewage treatment plant if you're a student that's in primary school to high school, or if you're a senior citizen.
I see. Why can't average people visit the sewage plant?
They do not do tours for average, normal adults.
Are there just too many school groups that they can't have time for?
Like, are there that many people that are into the sewage treatment plant? I was kind of thinking about that, and I'll get to it in a sec, but...
I mean, just...
Why didn't our school ever have a trip to the sewerage plant? I mean...
There's the, school fucking tours, and they last 1 hour to 2 hours, depending on, like, what year you're in.
I see.
And then there's the senior citizens tour that is 2.5 hours at the sewerage treatment plant, including morning tea at the sewerage treatment plant.
Now, absorb that information, right?
I've provided you the picture.
Why are senior citizens being dragged out to a sewerage plant in the first place, however long? Like, what are they meant to get out of it?
I have an idea. You know how, like, old people, like, their bowels don't work as well? And they're like, you know, I've got these problems, and, like, they don't poop as regularly, and they're very happy when they poop.
Yeah.
This is, like, the best, it's the happiest place on earth for them, because they're like, remember when shitting used to be easy?
But they want
to
see, like, a functional shitting kind of environment. Yeah. But
and all the other people that are having a good time pooping alright.
There's a safety precaution, and wear closed-toed, flat-soled shoes, wear long pants and trousers, do not climb over the railings into the sewage. Do not touch any machinery or equipment.
Nice advice.
The sewage treatment plant processes sewage.
Does it?
Which contains microorganisms including bacteria, viruses, parasites. When visiting the plant, avoid contact with sewage and sewage-related products.
Mmm.
Do not eat or drink during the tour.
Only during the morning tea.
Now... It sounds like a pretty... Like, it's not just, like, a little museum. Like, this is... You go through a pretty, like,
the whole factory of
scary environment.
Yep.
No one else is allowed to eat or drink. The senior citizens, they feed them.
Senior citizens, yeah.
Like, is it that they're just like, oh, these guys are gonna die and get sick? Fuck it.
I think it's they can tolerate it.
Please wash any contaminated clothing separately to your normal washing. What's gonna happen there?
School kids on an excursion don't get to choose where they go. And neither do the old folks at the old folks' home. And they'd be like, last month, we took you to the sewage farm. You can't say we don't go on the excursion. The mandatory, like, take, you know, fun time for the old folks.
It's a great way to learn firsthand how the plant works and experience the scale and environmental importance of the site.
And apparently the scale is fucking Disney World or whatever.
The scale is kind of horrifying. Like, I never realized sewage treatment plants were that. I thought, like, you know, factory kind of chemical processing plant, not literally, you know, kilometers of just raw sewage. And it's an evaporation pond.
And they have open days. Bring your family and friends and enjoy our world-class facility.
Ooh.
To register your interest in attending the next open day, please provide your email address.
Well, there you go. If it's a specific day. Poop power! I can see that from here!
Poop power. See how sewage from 1.6 million people is treated every day. I like how it's like a, you know, it's a wetland, like, because there's like sewage lakes, and there's like trees and like birds and shit living in there.
You can
listen to stories from indigenous elders. Now look, I know Australia has historically treated Aborigines badly, but I didn't think we made them live in fucking
fecal matter.
What are their stories? Like, our ancestors lived here for 40,000 years in harmony with the environment. Now it's a fucking sewage treatment plant. People.
No shit.
No flash photography is allowed.
Don't spook the poop!
Can you spook the poop?
Apparently you can spook the poop.
Why is there no flash photography at the sewage plant?
Probably it spooks the microorganisms. Free open days every 18 months.
Yeah, you want to register your interest.
Why do they only have an open day that week?
Ooh, the anaerobic lagoons.
Yeah, so this is all the stuff that you can see on your fucking...
First tour. Lagoons have large plastic covers about four times the size of the MCG. The bacteria decompose organic matter in the sewage. They produce odors and methane gas, which is captured under the covers. Sewage then flows into uncovered aerobic ponds. These solid clumps are easily separated from the wastewater once the sewage enters settling tanks.
The
leftover solids are dried and stored in large piles.
Piles of dried solids.
There's three sort of stages, and the first one is that the sewage comes in and they, like, filter the, you know...
The large solid
matter. Waste, like, the bits of crap that you've thrown in the john and, like, old tampons and condoms and crap from, like, the shit, you know. Yeah, great Google screen salvation.
It's like a physical crap out.
Gets a physical crap out.
Like the apple...
But not the shit, just the objects. Apple cores.
While the sludge goes direct to sludge digestion.
No, here's good, like... They filter out, like, it explained, the water rises to the top, and the sludge, which, that's the scientific term for sludge, goes separately.
Okay, can I ask a question? What is the difference between the sludge that comes out here and the sludge that comes out here that needs to be thickened?
The sludge thing.
At the moment, we need to thicken the sludge that comes out of the sewage pipe.
Or the fact that you have to return aerated sludge going this way.
Yeah, or return aerated sludge. The sludge that goes around a few times to get more water out and just be pure sludge. What are they here? They have the sludge. And there's a sludge drying. They've got this like lovely picture of the sun like over a field of shits. like dry. Like, for real. Like, what else is this?
That's sludge.
Like, do you want to tour this place? Like, is this whetting your appetite? Like, what they do in like this section is they add certain types of bacteria to because they actually have to organically digest all the matter.
And they
so there's these giant vats, lakes where they just pour bacteria into the lake process the shit. So it's like, you know, quick decomposition, and and they tour around that. Like, it's fenced off, and you can walk past the.
That's good. That's
evaporation.
That's what I wanted.
Like, that's... And then, you know, you break for afternoon tea.
But only if you're a seaman. Otherwise, you just see more
sludge thickening.
Or biosolids, or maybe be a biogas to go to the
place. Do you see the actual sludge, Dave?
You do! You actually get to see the sludge.
The proper sludge, or just the thick, unthickened sludge?
I'm not sure. I can't find the bit where they...
Because there's a lot of different types of sludge. It's like, most people think all sludge is just sludge, but actually there's three different types of sludge. I am never going anywhere near where I'm going.
Three quarters of the suburb is
there's a lot of
shit evaporation lakes. There's and then there's housing around.
A lot of things to do in Werribee. I've been to Werribee.
The Western Sewage Treatment Plant is recognised as a wetland of international importance under the Whatever Convention and one of Australia's best birdwatching sites.
Yeah.
Oh!
Now. Yeah, when I go overseas, is that like people say, "Oh, you're from Australia? I'd like to go there. Where should I go?" I'm going to tell them. Well, you know, a lot of people like to go to like the rainforests or the Gold Coast or to Uluru. But really, if you want world class.
That's it, Melvin. Werribee.
Who wants the Werribee sewage plant?
I didn't even know that like they had open sewage plant. Like I thought the whole thing was kind of closed and factory-like, or...
Where would the birds go?
I never really thought about it, and the eastern one is closed. And apparently less than one-tenth the size of the western one.
Yeah.
Processes the same amount of sewage. Because you can do it differently, like, just in wherever they've decided to just go, fuck up lagoons of shit.
This is the, you know, because they want to keep to the, you know, the historical importance of our shit lagoon.
Yeah.
We constantly monitor and maintain our sewage system to keep it in good working condition. This involves inspecting sewers through closed circuit TV.
Hang on,
Not getting anywhere near it.
Hang on a minute. There's a dude whose entire job is to sit there and look at a TV of shit throwing through a pipe.
Yep.
Yep. It is the single biggest sewer treatment plant on the planet.
Wow.
They kept that on.
And not by a little bit.
I see.
And here's the thing, it's not the most efficient and doesn't treat those most...
No,
it takes up just the most space.
It's all about surfaces.
Here's the thing. I'll tell you how big the second biggest sewer treatment plant on Earth is. 8 square kilometers, which is a lot of sewage.
That's a lot of sewage.
Okay.
How big do you think this one is?
How big is this one?
105.
That's slightly bigger.
Now, here's the thing. If the biggest is more than an order of magnitude bigger than the second biggest,
and works really crap,
and all it is just lakes and ponds of sewage.
Yeah.
They've decided not to really process it. Just rivers and lakes and shit, and it just kind of evaporates into the neighboring suburbs.
Yeah.
Clearly.
The fuck?
Mm. I should know that the second largest one is still massively larger than the third largest one.
Oh, yeah. Like, you almost can't, like, comprehend the size of this.
Really.
Which is why they've got, like, tours, I guess.
I guess if you were going to tour a sewage treatment plant, you'd want to go to the, you know, the biggest, most impressive.
It's like going to Euro Disney. Why would you go there? You go to Disney World.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, like, you wonder why Werribee smells so bad, and you're like, yeah, the plant's big, but then you're like, dude. Apparently it started off just in Werribee, and then it expanded sort of down the coast, and, you know, you can see them... Google Maps, like, a lot of this, but...
Do I have to?
No.
Yeah.
What did you say, like, 35 days from your toilet to treatment completion?
The Werribee Sewage Plant has one of the longest treatment processes. 35 days from you flushing your dump to it being put on the land where it becomes, like, solid stuff.
Sludge.
So you can apparently take a crap and then 2 weeks from now book a tour and visit your crap. Like,
wow. What was I shitting a month ago?
How many of you go, 3 weeks ago I had a pretty cool meal. Why don't I book a tour?
Why don't I
revisit that experience? Like,
there you have it. Remember to send your comments, rants, or death threats to podcastmadness@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week for another 9 Minutes of Madness.